Chapter 14, Your 3-Minute Marketing Plan. Build a lifestyle around your brand, and the audience will follow. Eva Chen. When my oldest was living in a wilderness camp, every day they sat down to make a plan. Then they'd spend the day executing that plan. At the end of the day, they'd gather around the campfire and discuss their day, what went well, what didn't, so they could start to make a plan for the next day. Plan, do, evaluate. That was their mantra. It's about to become yours. You've heard me say this before, but it's important enough to keep repeating. No amount of planning will help you if you don't actually do the work. So let's pick one of your offers and build your marketing plan. Yes, right now. This might be the shortest chapter in the book, but it's certainly one of the most important. If you take the time to actually do this work, you'll be miles ahead of other creatives who are still wondering why they can't sell their stuff. The 3-Minute Marketing Strategy Plan is a document that I created to give me an at-a-glance look at the effectiveness of my marketing. It's called the 3-Minute Plan because you can look through the entire document in about 3 minutes and know exactly what's going on. It actually takes a bit longer to create. But once it's done, you've got a tool that anyone in your company can use to measure the effectiveness of your marketing and make improvements as you go. What's the goal? Remember the I Matter paradigm. You need to be clear on what you want from this offer. What do you want people to give you? What's the end result you're looking for? Is it money, awareness, permission? Be clear on what you really want from this offer so that your call to action with your audience is clear. Again, it doesn't have to be complicated. A clear goal is to have 25 people enroll in your program, 100 new people sign up for your mailing list, or sell 10 copies of your new book. What's the offer? What are you giving them? Remember, this is the what as well as the how, so make sure you understand the resonant pricing, the stories you're telling around that pricing, and how the offer will actually be delivered. Remember, too, that people aren't buying your offer, they're buying the results of that offer, results that typically make their life better in some fashion. Who is the resonant audience? If you've never offered this before, you might be guessing. But make an educated guess about who you think would get the most benefit from your offer in the way you're delivering it. Remember, if you're targeting mom entrepreneurs, a 3-day working vacation in Flint, Michigan is not likely to resonate. How will this make their life better? Remember, benefits, not features. Results, not delivery models. Spell out as much of the story as possible to create resonance for your audience. Use the words they'd use whenever possible. When I started using my tagline, "Own your dreams without selling your soul," it received mixed reactions from my existing audience. But the people I was trying to attract understood deeply what it meant to struggle and hustle all the time, feeling like they were selling their soul and getting nowhere fast. In fact, those were the exact words I heard people using. So I just started using them myself. It's an easy and ethical shortcut to resonance. By listening to your audience, observing their language, hey, that's a little bit of love right there, and reflecting it back to them, my audience knows I hear them, understand them, and know them like other people won't. How do they get it? Are they buying it? Downloading it? Are you emailing it? What platforms and delivery systems are you using to get this offer into the hands of your raving fans? My live streaming videos are recorded and then published to my blog and to other social media outlets. My music is available for sale on my own website, on iTunes, and on a wide variety of websites through a distribution deal with a third-party provider. My books are currently only available in physical form through my website and on Amazon, or through a third-party platform that works with Amazon for physical distribution. Someday they might even be in bookstores. How do they come to know about it? Here's where your actual marketing activities come into play. What's your message? Whose voice are you using? What marketing platforms are you using? Are they different than the delivery platforms? I can't run an ad on iTunes, for example, but I can run an ad on Facebook or send out a promotional email telling my fans about my new album. I can send preview copies of my book to readers in exchange for their honest review and use those reviews in my marketing to have a different voice talking about my message. be as specific as possible here. If you know you're going to run paid advertising for a week, specify the dates, platforms, and any other details you know about before implementing the plan. How many emails are you sending? Are you getting affiliates to help spread the word? The more details you document, the easier it will be to do your post-mortem. Post-mortem. Once you've executed the marketing strategy plan, you need to do a post-mortem. This is probably the most crucial step. So many people execute a plan and then don't evaluate what actually happened. In their minds, it either worked or it didn't. Never mind the innumerable details that went into the results. Did you actually stick to the plan, or did you need to make changes? What worked? What didn't? What needs to change for next time? What were the lessons learned? Document them so that when you build your next strategy, you're armed with useful information that will make your next promotion even more effective. That's it. Now it's just a matter of executing and doing your postmortem. Don't skip the postmortem. I can't stress that enough. Make a plan. Do the work. Evaluate the results. It's not hard work, but it's important work that many creatives skip. Don't be that person. Your assignment. Download a copy of the 3-Minute Marketing Strategy Plan and create a marketing strategy plan for one of your offers. Execute the strategy. Complete a post-mortem on your plan. Celebrate! Regardless of the outcome, you did it. You've got lessons learned, and you can fix the problems for next time. Way to go!